Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Schuster. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Sauer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wilks. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ted Wilks. And now, play ball. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Day for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopp for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Holm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 0 for 1 in the game. Schuster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball towards center. Hop catches it and throws to first to double up Schuster. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Wilks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilks hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Cavaretta scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a line drive towards third. Karowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littwiller. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 1 in the game. Holm hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Verbin moves to second. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Musial reaches second base with a double. Verbin scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm fires to second and picks off Mutual for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schuster hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Karowski hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Holm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko bunts for an out with unknown description. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schuster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Wilks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilks is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilks hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-2 in the game. Holm hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schuster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Hop reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. O'Day reaches third base with a triple. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into left field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. O'Day scores. Sanders moves to second. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Hi Vandenberg now pitching. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Sanders scores. Karowski moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion takes first base on ball 4. Ted Wilks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilks is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilks strikes out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hop hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sanders strikes out. 2 outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Billy Holm. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. D'Alessandro reaches second base with a double. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for High Vandenberg. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schuster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.